Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. One of the things that we know anecdotally, my friend, is that retirement is it's a transition point of stress. Stress can come from a number of different areas. One of the areas, though, is the complexity of retirement, right? We always talk about the multiple goals and objectives that people have. Some of them compete against each other, right? Income versus growth. And so to put a proper strategy together, we have been talking about for years this notion of consolidation so that you've got a strategy in place. Now, there's some new research that just came out that supports what we've been talking about for all these years.
Yeah, so Ernst & Young, or EY, came out and had a recent survey done with Canadians in general first. And one in five Canadians are prepared to change their wealth or investment advisor. Then we go to the boomer category. And they looked at boomers as 55 plus.
Okay.
The 55 plus audience are looking to change wealth advisors and they want to consolidate or move everything under one umbrella or one house, one advisor, one platform. They do not want to have it in multiple spots because they are finding it that it is too much to do.
Yep.
It requires them to take on all the knowledge, understanding, and the communication responsibility with all the different areas.
Right.
And they're finding that, you know what, they don't really want to do it, and or they don't have that level of understanding or skill set.
Right.
So this is where the change is happening for the 55 plus crowd in Canada. They're now looking at finding that one team or advisor or firm that will help them with their issues when it comes to managing their money.
We decided to specialize in retirement over a decade ago, right? Seeing this coming. Let's break down for people why consolidation would be important at this time. Like, why are people feeling that? Let's give them some reasons, some things they need to think about, right, in order to accomplish a successful retirement. Why do we talk about complexity all the time?
Yeah, so let's go through some of the key things that you need to do when you're transitioning to or living in retirement. First and foremost, you need to have a retirement plan that goes into detail about where you are today, what kind of cash flow do you need throughout your life, what the tax implications are going to be, what are the health concerns that you're going to be addressing in the future, how you're going to be paying for those health issues, what are you going to be covering when it comes to your estate plan, we call it the legacy bucket, and what are the tax and your wishes on how you want your estate to be distributed. All of that is called a retirement plan. Layer that on top of the things you want to do in your life, the experiences you want to have. So that's the first part. Then you have to understand all the rules from a tax perspective, or have a team of people that will help you with that. Then you have to manage your investment portfolio to those objectives while mitigating or minimizing the risk, because when you take big hits in your retirement, you don't have time to recover, or you don't have more money coming in to buy at a lower price when you are working.
Right.
And then you add on what I call the emotional mindset of you're no longer making a paycheck. You're living off of your savings for the rest of your life. That emotional mindset you need to have all needs to be quarterbacked, working together with multiple professionals. And if you are in the boat of having in multiple financial institutions, you become the chief financial officer of your family, and it's your responsibility to quarterback everything, have everything work together, and make sure it all goes. That is overwhelming for many Canadians. There is a small percentage of people who probably can do a good job at that, but they require multiple professionals to work with them.
Yep.
That's a full-time job in many cases.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you think about, and thank you, you did a great job of sort of breaking out the big categories. So there's a ton of detail under each of those categories.
Correct.
And so consolidation becomes something that people start to focus on at this stage of life, because the complexity just continues to increase. So we talk about when you're growing your wealth, right? Everybody basically has one goal, right? They just want it to get bigger.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you have multiple advisors, as an example, with different mandates, what you're just measuring is their growth.
Yeah.
The problem is if you keep multiple advisors with different mandates, is who sits on top to bring the strategy together. That's what you're saying, right? Who quarterbacks that?
Correct.
You called it chief financial officer.
Correct.
Who quarterbacks that to make sure all the pieces are working together? And then ultimately, if you do that, a good job of that, then you've got this experience piece up at the top, right? Because when people are going into retirement, I know when I think about retirement, okay, no time soon, unfortunately, I've got young kids and I'm working with you and you won't let me retire.
Not at all.
But the fact of the matter is, right, we talk about all the time, what's the experience you want,
yeah,
right? And I'm not sure I want a full-time job of doing all of those different things. So consolidation we've been talking about for a long time, but there's some very real reasons why people are now doing it, right? Yeah. They're realizing, oh my gosh, it's very different from what I experienced when I was growing my wealth.
Yeah, and I believe, well, let's go back to a lot of our clients who, when they've come on board, they'll tell us two things when it comes to their portfolio. The stuff that's gone well and the stuff that really didn't go well.
Right.
And they keep focus or anchored to what didn't go well.
Right.
And they're not willing to take that type of risk again because, oh, many years ago, I lost a whole bunch of money. Or many years ago, I bought into a company that went bankrupt. Or many years ago, I had so much volatility, I cashed out, I couldn't recover. Whatever those experiences were about the losses,
right,
that sticks with you,
sure does,
for a long time. And so when you move into retirement, your fear of you know, repeating those losses become prevalent or in your face that you cannot take that risk because you know when you made those losses, you just went out and made some more income and you replenished and over time things were okay.
Right.
Now there's no other replenishing of money,
right,
into your savings, so you can't take that risk. And that's where why people's risk tolerances change as they age.
And they should.
As they should. And as they, the more dependent you are on your savings to live the lifestyle you need, the less chance you have to screw it up.
Right.
And so that means if you're taking on all that responsibility and you're doing it yourself, even if you have advisors and you're controlling all the moving parts, you can still screw it up. And
right,
that's a risk that many Canadians are like, I'm not prepared. I want to securitize. And that's a made up word, but I'm going to continue using that word. It's securitize your future. That's the approach that Canadians are taking on.
Yeah.
And it's going to become bigger and bigger because every year for the next 10 years, more and more Canadians get into that retirement spot we call the retirement risk zone.
Yep.
Every year for the next 10 years, it is going to get bigger and bigger in this country. And all the other issues that are going to come up are going to be, I can't do this, or I don't want to do this by myself. I have to hire a team. Who's the team I want? Now let's go and find those individuals.
And you know, we talk about change and so on and so forth a lot. Things are dynamic all the time. What doesn't we hope never changes is the lifestyle that a family envisions, that they get to retire and they get to live that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right? They have the experiences that they've planned for. We hope that doesn't change. But underneath the surface, there's a whole bunch of moving parts that are constantly changing, right? Not just from an investment perspective, a risk perspective, a tax perspective, yep, a lifestyle, family dynamics perspective, all of these things. And so it's that quarterback role,
yep,
right, that becomes absolutely critical to getting it right so that you don't experience the fear, the, you know, that something could go wrong and you certainly don't experience something going wrong.
Here are some tips I would say if you are transitioning to or thinking about retirement and you have an advisor or not, it doesn't matter. I would start by interviewing your existing advisor, interviewing, look at the word I'm saying, and 2 to 3 others that have experience, focus, and mastery of retirement planning. Not we just do this,
right,
we're talking about mastering it,
right,
okay? So start there, interview them, ask them these following questions. Number one, how much detail do you do in retirement planning? What are your biggest concerns about retirement planning? What percentage of your clients are 100% focused on retirement?
Yep.
Okay, that's number one. That's how you determine if you've got an expert or not. Number two, how do you work with my other professionals? Give me your process. Don't wait for them to say, yeah, I can work with your accountant.
Right.
What do you do to work with my accountant? What do you do to work with my lawyer? And if I don't have those, how are you going to help me with those situations?
Yep.
What about my healthcare? And more importantly, what are you going to do when I age and how are we going to build a plan for my healthcare?
And the quality of life, right? It's the quality of life as you age and things change.
Those are questions that you need to ask, and that's what we're going to cover at our next seminar on Tuesday, June 15th, 7 p.m., live online. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, thank you for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. On behalf of Faisal, I'm Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.